Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, the owner of Dapple Barbecue, Stefan Kershiznik, getting a piece of the Dakota Access Pipeline, retrofitted it into a smoker, and what types of things have been smoked in this Dakota Access Pipeline thing? And is the actual pipeline where you're grilling the meat, or is that where you're smoking the wood, I guess?
No, we use that as the firebox. And the way my smoker is set up, I built an offset smoker, just a plain Jane simple offset smoker. So I took a 500-gallon propane tank, and I mounted the piece of the pipeline on one end of it at a lower unit, so the fire will burn lower and the heat will carry the smoke and the heat up through the cooking chamber of the propane tank and then out the smokestack on the other side. But I took hot dogs, brats, brisket, pulled pork, ribs, chicken. I've yet to do a whole hog. I think I might try my luck and try that sometime, but as of right now, I just, if it's any kind of meat, I'll put it on there and try to smoke it. I'll give her a shot.
And you mentioned earlier that the word catering. Are you doing catering now? I know that your full-time job is in oil and gas, but are you doing catering jobs with this too?
Yep. I have some gigs lined up on the weekend. We've been doing some frac feeds. We got a lot of frac jobs going around by our place, and I've been hired by a couple companies to smoke brisket and pork butts and ribs and make some smoked beans, garlic bread, and some smoked mac and cheese, and we take it up there and we feed the frac crew. I've got some weddings lined up, and I believe I might have, or we have kind of like a little town celebration or something coming up, like along that sort of line.
Have you gotten the business to the point where you got a website, a phone number, or are you just kind of doing mostly networking gigs?
Well, right now, with having a full-time job in the oil field, I'm not going to set up a web page or anything, or I don't want to get too over busy with it, but we made a Facebook page, and there's my numbers on that. If you're interested in anything, you can look on that, message me on that, or else call me. And the numbers are listed on that Facebook page, but it's more of a weekend thing, or, you know, like a Friday, Monday thing, whatever. Just whenever I can get time off of work, because it does take to smoke a brisket on this. Compared to like a Traeger or an electric smoker, the propane, you have to sit out there for 12 or 13 hours and watch that fire and watch that air intake and keep adding wood and keep that fire regulating, so that cooking chamber is at around 225 to 250, somewhere in there. So it's not like just throwing a piece of meat on there and walking away. You have to sit out there for 13 hours and you have to have all that wood cut and prepped and a pile of it built so you can adjust that fire accordingly.
No, I hear you. It's a lot of love goes into smoked meals, because you're right. It's temperature and time, really, at the end of the day. That's what makes barbecue what it is. But what is the name of the Facebook page? Is it Dakota Access Pipeline Barbecue, I guess? What is the actual kind of impromptu name you put together for this? I should say name you put together for this impromptu barbecue company.
Dapple Barbecue.
Dapple Barbecue.
That's the Facebook page name, and if you just type in Dapple, it actually comes in as one of the top searches. And I didn't really think that through, but it actually kind of helps for publicity.
Oh, I think it's
a lot of people search for Dapple, and then you see Dapple Barbecue, so kind of worked out in my favor.
Oh, I personally, I think it's a great gimmick. I think it's a great novelty. I think if, like, I were having a street dance, or if I was, like I said, if I was Ron Ness, the Petroleum Council, something like that, and we wanted to have somebody barbecuing there or something along those lines, I would see, I could see where within the oil and gas industry, this would definitely side on your favor if it was, you know, let's say there was, it was down to five different, you know, different food trucks or barbecue service type things. And here's one that can roll in with a piece of the Dakota Access Pipeline, actually. I mean, how could you not go with that given what's just happened over the last couple of years? Do you know what I mean by that? To where you've got a great niche here and a great advantage in the oil and gas industry, I would think.
Well, it kind of worked out that way. I didn't really plan on it being like that, but yeah, over the last couple of months, it's really kind of taken off, and a lot of people have been calling. And like I said, I kind of only do weekend stuff because I'm working throughout the week, but it's fun, and it's been busy. I mean, there's definitely a lot of interest in it, and I've been getting a lot of compliments, and a lot of people like the food. So it's just been a great experience overall.
Well, and that's what I think is so neat about it, is it truly is organic. There's absolutely no way anybody could have sat down and wrote a business plan of this. I mean, the simple fact that you got a piece of the pipe, just the sheer percentages and probabilities of that is just so astronomical. And then, you know, and then you put in there the whole cultural event behind it, and then your affiliation with the oil and gas industry. It's just, I mean, there's, that's what makes it so neat. All the planets aligned, the sticks of opportunity were there, and enough people picked them up and grabbed them to where you can make a little hay while the sun is shining on this. We're going to wind down here. Stefan Kershisnik, a barbecue enthusiast, Dapple Barbecue is his Facebook page. Do you ever see where maybe you might want to give this a try and maybe bring on an employee and do some events that are not on the weekend, or have you not even dreamed that far ahead yet?
No, I haven't really kind of thought that far ahead. If there's a big event or something worthwhile, I would definitely just take time off of work and go do it and everything. But for right now, my oil and gas job is what pays my bills and what puts food on the table for my family. Even though I got that Dapple smoking that puts food on it, but I gotta, you know, I'll just kind of play it by ear and see how it goes. And I'm gonna try to do some barbecue competitions. And my wife is from Missouri, and they always have a big barbecue competition down in Kansas City. And I told her maybe one year we might take a week and drive down there and see how we do. Just our name in the hat and see what happens, and, you know, kind of start doing that stuff maybe as we get older. But as of right now, I'm just kind of taking it day by day and seeing what happens.
To listen to the full-length interview with Stefan Kershisnik of Dapple Barbecue, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
In the circles like silver knives, the lines keep coming where the lanes divide it. You and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
When you get to me, I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land that's soft and warm, yeah.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now you're running on a thin line.
through a frozen void. No feeling in your fingers, no other choice.
You are queen of the midnight run. 11 years of dark to test the sun. The AM radio and the dashboard lights. You and the road in the middle.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Tired of those empty recruiting promises that some companies make? Then apply today at Rockpile Energy Services. Known for their dedication to employees and their families, Rockpile knows that people are their biggest asset. All positions are on a 14-on and 7-off schedule and include a complete benefit package, housing allowance. Visit rockpileenergy.com for a complete listing of their open positions. Apply online or send your resume to careers@rockpileenergy.com. Find your future today at Rockpile Energy, an equal opportunity employer.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.